प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी. नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. मद विघूर्णितलोचन ईषत् मानदः स्वसृहृदामवनमाली बदरपाण्डुवदनो मृदुगण्डम् मण्डयन् कनककुण्डललक्ष्म्या मद विघूर्णितलोचन ईषद् मानदः स्वसृहृदामवनमाली बदर पाण्डुवदन मृदुगण्डम् मण्डयं कनककुण्डललक्ष्म्या Prabhus? Perhaps. Okay, Matajis.
Mada vidunhita ochana isha.
Go to word to word. Mother, by intoxication. Vighurnita, rolling. Lochanaha, his eyes. Ishat, slightly, mandaha, showing honor, swasruhidam, to his well-wishing friends, vanamali, wearing a garland of forest flowers, badara, like a badara fruit, pandu, whitish, vadana, his face, mridu, soft, gandam, his cheeks, mandayan, ornamenting, kanaka, golden, kundala, of his earrings, lakshmiya, with the beauty, yadupatihi, the lord of the yadu dynasty, dviradaraja, like a kingly elephant, viharaha, he is sporting, yamini, patihi, the lord of the night, the moon, eva, like ishaha, he, dina ante, at the end of the day, mudita, joyful, vaktraha, his face, upayati, is coming, durantam, insurmountable, mochayan, driving away, vraja, of vraja, gavam, of the cows, or of those who are to be shown mercy, dina, of the daytime, tapam, the painful heat. Translation by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Please repeat after me. As Krishna respectfully greets His well-wishing friends, His eyes roll slightly as if from intoxication. He wears a flower garland, and the beauty of His soft cheeks is accentuated by the brilliance of His golden earrings and the whiteness of His face, which has the color of a badara berry. With His cheerful face resembling the moon, lord of the night, the lord of the Yadus moves with the grace of a regal elephant. Thus he returns in the evening, delivering the cows of Raja from the heat of the day. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, please hear. The word gavam is constructed from the Sanskrit word go, which means cow or senses. Thus, Sri Krishna is coming back to the village of Raja, relieved the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the distress their eyes and other senses felt during the day because of being separated from direct contact with Him. I'll also read from this chapter from Krishna book some relevant passages, and thereafter we'll discuss the verse. So this chapter is entitled The Gopi's Feeling of Separation. Srila Prabhupada ki. The gopis of Vrindavan were so attached to Krishna that they were not satisfied simply with the rasa dance at night. They wanted to associate with Him and enjoy His company during the daytime also. When Krishna went to the forest with His cowherd boyfriends and cows, the gopas did not physically take part, but their hearts went with Him. The gopis did not physically take part, but their hearts went with Him. And because their hearts went, they were able to enjoy His company through strong feelings of separation. To acquire this strong feeling of separation is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya and His direct disciplic succession of Goswamis. When we are not in physical contact with Krishna, we can associate with Him like the gopis, through feelings of separation. Krishna's transcendental form, qualities, pastimes, and entourage are all identical with Him. There are 9 different kinds of devotional service. Devotional service to Krishna in feelings of separation elevates the devotee to the highest perfectional level, to the level of the gopis. It is stated in Srinivas Acharya's prayer to the 6 Goswami that they left the material opulences of government service and the princely status of life and went to Vrindavan, where they lived just like ordinary mendicants, begging from door to door. But they were so much enriched with gopis' feeling of separation that they enjoyed transcendental pleasure at every moment. Similarly, when Lord Chaitanya was at Jagannath Puri, he was in the role of Radharani's feeling of separation of Krishna. Those who are in the disciplic succession of the Madhav Gaudiya Sampradaya should also feel the separation of Krishna, worship his transcendental form, and discuss his transcendental teachings, his pastimes, his qualities, his entourage, and his associations. The spiritual masters should enrich the devotees to the highest devotional perfection. Feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. The gopis used to discuss Krishna amongst themselves, and their talks were as follows. So this begins the shlokas from this chapter. And this particular verse that we just read, Srila Prabhupada, his commentary in Krishna book and translation is as follows. Krishna is compared with the moon, born in the ocean of the womb of Devaki. When he returns in the evening, it appears that he is fatigued, but he still tries to gladden the inhabitants of Vrindavan by his auspicious presence. When Krishna returns, garlanded with flowers, his face looks beautiful. He walks into Vrindavan with a stride just like the elephant and slowly enters his home. Upon his return, the men, women and cows of Vrindavan immediately forget the scorching heat of the day. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Let us do Mangalacharan and thereafter we shall discuss. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataro Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। भूतैर्महद्भिर्यैमा पुरो विभु निर्मायशेते यदमूषु पुरुषा, भुङ्क्ते गुणान् षोडशात्मका सोलङ्कृशिष्टा भगवान् वचांसि मे। श्रीकृष्ण शरणं शरणागतं कथा अमृतं सततपीबतं, भक्ति वेदांत मार्ग पंथनम सर्वलोक ऋषि देव जन्न प्रसन्नम, सर्वलोक ऋषि देव जन्न प्रसन्नम। सो आई लाइक टू थैंक हिज ग्रेस कृष्णा नाम प्रभुजी। इट वाज हिज इंसिस्टेंस दैट आई फाइनली बोट डाउन टू सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग from Srimad Bhagavatam. I see many advanced and qualified devotees here. I feel very unqualified, therefore I'll need your blessings to speak. Our Guru Maharaj used to say that one should speak only for two reasons. Firstly, to glorify Krishna, and secondly, for one's own purification. So we'll try to say something on Krishna's transcendental pastime. In Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto, in the last prayer, Pritasur very nicely says, Mamottama shloka janeshu sakhyam samsara chakre bhramata svakarmibhi tvanmaya yatmaj madgar gaheshu asakta chittasya nanath bhuya. He says that, O Lord, I desire friendship of those janeshu who are always attached to glorifying you through the best of selected verses, uttama shloka. And then he goes on to say his disqualification, that although at the moment samsara chakre brahmata swakarmibhi, I am in this samsara chakra, wandering in the cycle of birth and death, due to my own previous misdeeds. And due to your illusory energy, I am still attached to my family, my children, my wife, my house. However, asakta chittas nanunata bhuya, however, I no longer desire to remain attached to this. So Srila Prabhupada says that this is the qualification of a devotee, that he can enter into Krishna's pastimes, that he has an ardent desire. I remember once a senior Srila Prabhupada disciple was telling, once one disciple wanted to ask Srila Prabhupada a question, but he never had a chance. As it is, he was very shy. So, only opportunity to ask question was during Prabhupada's morning walk. But he never got a chance to ask. So, one day he decided that I have to ask. So, as Srila Prabhupada was ending his morning walk, till that he hadn't asked. Prabhupada's servant has opened the door. Prabhupada had already put his one foot inside. One foot was outside. Door was about to be closed. And this devotee just jumps in and says, Prabhupada, I have one question. So Prabhupada says, okay, what's the question? So he says, how can I be Krishna conscious? So Prabhupada replies in one word, desire. Desire to be Krishna conscious. And that's the only thing within the control of living entity. He has 100% control over his desire. And if he desires, change can happen. So, Vritasura says, Mamottama Shloka Janeshu Sakhyam. I want friendship with those devotees who are constantly glorifying the Lord through best of selected verses. And here we see gopis doing the same thing. They are separated from Krishna. Gopis' separation is so much that they cannot bear it. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in Gopi's song, they say, Atati yad bhavan ahanikananan truti yugayate tvam apashyatam kutila kuntalam shrimukham chate jada udikshatam pakshmakrit. That, O Krishna, we cannot even tolerate even a less than a moment of separation from you. Truti Yugayate is described as 1 over 1,700 of second. And they say that as it is, you go during the daytime grazing the cows along with cowherd boys. And when you come back, then, kutila kuntalam shri mukham chate, that these eyelids become an obstacle because they blink. And for that moment, even we cannot have your darshan. And therefore they blame Brahmaji. That Brahmaji is regarded as the devata of intelligence. But we think, actually, he's really foolish because he just wasted this much skin. What was the need? This is an obstacle in having your darshan. Such intense is their desire to constantly see the Lord. The beauty of Krishna's face, beauty of Krishna's limbs, is the perfection. Seeing it is the perfection of eyes. Rukmini Devi, in her first verse of the letter to Krishna, says, Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shrinvatam te nirvishya karna vivarai harutangatapam rupam drisham drishimatam akhilarthalabham tvayachuta avasiti chitta apatrapam me. She says, Shrutva, this is a very significant word. Rukmini Devi had never seen Krishna, but she had heard about Krishna from the brahmanas and the devotees that were coming in the assembly of her father. And just by hearing about Krishna, she became attracted to him. So, hearing about Krishna's pastime is mentioned that it is much better than directly even seeing Krishna. There is actually no difference. Krishna in person we may not have access to. But what is stopping us from reading Srila Prabhupada's books, which are direct in link with Krishna's pastimes and narrations of his pastime? If one wants to get attached to some person, then it is said the best way to get attached is to hear about him. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that a person who associates with a woman and a person who associates with materialist men who are attached to women, the latter becomes more polluted in his mind. Because association of women may not go to that extent of vulgarity or perversion. But however, those men who are attached to women, their association, they are constantly discussing about women. So he says, similarly, attachment to those devotees of the Lord who are always attached to Krishna, they cannot help but speak about Krishna. There is only one verse in Bhagavad Gita which describes how devotees interact with each other. We can all repeat together. Machitta madgata prana मच्चित्ता मद्गता प्राणा बोधयन्तः परस्परम् कथयन्तश्च माम् नित्यम् तुष्यन्ति च रमन्ति च. So Krishna says, mat chitta, mat gata, prana. Their hearts are completely absorbed. Hearts and minds are completely absorbed in me. Their lives are fully devoted to me. And bodhayantaha parasparam. The second line is very significant. Bodhayantaha parasparam. Parasparam means amongst each other, with one another. At least two or more than two. Devotees who are like-minded. Srila Prabhupada, in paper to a very nice verse, the reference is 329.17. In a paper to that verse, he elaborately explains on this term, bodhyantaha parasparam. Prabhupada says, in Bhagavad Gita, there is reference to bodhyantaha parasparam, discussing amongst themselves. Generally, pure devotees utilize their time in chanting or discussing various pastimes of Lord Krishna or Lord Chaitanya amongst themselves. Friendship should be cemented between persons with mutual interest or understanding. And he further on goes on to say that persons with mutual interest or understanding, they are regarded as swajati, meaning persons of the same caste. And Srila Prabhupada creates another caste here. Those who have mutual interest in glorifying Krishna, and they form friendships, and in such friendships, they can reveal their minds. This is called bodhyantaha. Another meaning of bodhyantaha is that they console each other. So during the daytime, Krishna goes away. So gopis, through singing of these verses, they are removing the tapa or the pain of separation from their hearts. Because by discussing about Krishna, they are united with Krishna through the pastimes. It is said, alone it is not possible. Parasparam means it has to be done with one another. Jiva Goswami, in commentary to this chapter, says that the gopis, when they were reciting this song, glorifying Krishna's flute, they were in groups of two, three, or four in different parts of Vrindavan, some standing under the tree, some near the well. So in this way, they remember Krishna, they glorify Krishna, they glorify Krishna's beauty. Nirvishya karna vivarai harutanga tapam. Nirvishya karna vivarai harutanga tapam. As soon as description of Krishna enter the ears, haratanga tapam, it completely conquers the tapa or the pain that one feels due to separation of Krishna. And therefore, it is said, rupam drishimatam akhilartha labham. In these verses, we can see Krishna. Narad Muni says, bhutam nabho lingam alingam ishvaram. In fifth chapter of first canto, I think, fifth or sixth chapter. Bhutam nabho lingam alingam ishvaram. That he is personified by sound but unseen by eyes. And Brahmaji furthermore uses a word, srutikshita. He says, Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrit saroja aste srutikshita patho nanunath pumsam. This is an he says that the path of bhakti yoga is realized by Shrutikshita. Shruta means hearing, and Ikshita, seeing. So seeing the Lord through the channel of ears. Isn't this amazing? If you say to someone, oh, we can see through the ears, they'll say, what are you talking about? But this is the way of chanting Hare Krishna mantra and singing Bhagavatam. And therefore, the gopis felt union with Krishna, because through these verses, they are able to see Krishna. And this is very scientific, actually. Few years ago, with my son, we went to a theme park in Gold Coast in Australia. And there they had these dolphin shows. You know, so these dolphin shows, they have quite a few dozen of dolphins, and they all very nicely synchronize with each other. And you wonder, how can they synchronize? You know. So as the show was going on, the narrator was explaining the science of dolphins' body, how they operate. And then one thing the narrator said really caught me was that the dolphins see through sound. They are audio vision entities, meaning whatever the sound is, a clap is there. That sound, it doesn't reach the brain as a sound. That clap transforms into vision and it reaches their brains. And they are able to see and perceive actions, what they are meant to do or what they are trained to do. And they do things. This is Shrutikshita, seeing the Lord through the channel of ears. And that is the path. Prabhupada always used to say, hear the sound. Puto nabho lingam alingam ishwaram. So, doing so, they are able to perceive Krishna. A materialist will never understand such ardent desire of gopis. And therefore, one who is not ready will always judge such pastimes very cheaply. But Vidyapati, one of a great poets from Mithila, he says that Tatala Sankate Vari Bindu Sama. Suta Dara Ramni Samaje. That us trying to fulfill our desires in this material world is like a just drop in a vast ocean. Prabhupada describing the purport to a verse written by Rupa Goswami about the form of Krishna. It's a very nice verse. He introduces Krishna. Who is Krishna? Smeram bhangitraya parichitam sachi vistirna drishtim vamshinyastadarah kishalayam ujvalam chandrakena govindakhyam harihi tanumitaha keshitirtha upakanthe ma prikshattava yadisakhe Bandhu Sangas Tirangaha. Rupa Goswami says, there is a boy, and he is Smeram. He is smiling. Bhangi Traya Parichitam. And he is bent from three parts, limbs of his body. The neck, the waist, and knees. Sachi Vistirna Drishtim. And he is giving a sideway look, broad glance. He said Krishna never looks straight. He gives a sideway look, broad glance like that. Sachi Vistirna Drishtim. In this verse also, the gopis said, he is giving a sideway look, glance. Vamshi Nyast Adharaham Kishalayam. And his Venu, Vamshi, is touching his lips. And he's blowing nectar into it. Ujvalam Chandrakenam Govindakhyam Harihi Tanumitaha. And his body is Harihi Tanumitaha. It's transcendental. It's not material. So this boy, smiling in three-banded form, with flute on his hand, Ujvalam Chandrakena, in the full moon night, Keshi Tirtha Upakante, in the banks of Yamuna River, in a ghat known as Keshi Ghat, he's playing flute. And his name is Govinda. Govinda Akhyam Harihi Tanumitaha. Keshi Tirtha Upakante. But Rupa Goswami in the last line says, Ma Prekshatave Disake Bandhu Sangasti Rangaha. However, my friend, if your bandhus, your friends, relatives are very dear to you, then please don't look at this boy. Because he'll take away everything. Prabhupada in the paper writes that our hearts have ocean of desires. And materially trying to fulfill those desires is like just a drop. So the heart is described as, desert. And it has many, many desires. Only an ocean can fulfill the desires of the heart. And that ocean is only Krishna. Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu. Only Krishna's mercy can fulfill or quench the thirst of our desires. Otherwise, everywhere we go, will be kicked. There will be despondency. I think it is Pingala who says, Santam samipe ramanam ratipadam vitta pradam nityam yamam vihaya akamadam sho. You know, Prabhu? Akamadam dukkha bhayadi shoka moha pradam tucham aham bhajekna. She says very nicely, Santam samipe. He is near and dear to heart. Ramanam ratipadam. And he is the provider of pleasure. Ratipadam. Vitta pradam. Is provider of prosperity. However, nityam imam vihaya. I have given enough. On the contrary, akamadam dukkha bhayadi shoka. I have worshipped persons, associated with persons who have never been able to fulfill my desire. They have given me dukkha. They have given me lamentation, shoka. They have bewildered me. And such insignificant persons I have worshipped. So one who reaches this realization can at least have the ardent desire in their heart to worship Krishna and associate with like-minded devotees and discuss about Krishna's pastime, which is known as Sankirtana. And we'll just recite a few verses from Srimad Bhagavatam on the glories of Sankirtana. Naam Sankirtana and also Leela Sankirtana. You can please repeat. It's nice verses from 12th canto. Sankirtyamano Sankirtyamano Bhagavan Ananta Bhagavan Ananta Shrutanubhavo Shrutanubhavo Vyasanam Hipumsam Vyasanam Hipumsam Pravishya Chittam Pravishya Chittam Vidhunoti Asesham Vidhunoti Asesham Yatha Tamo Arko Yatha Tamo Arko Abharam Ivativata Abharam Ivativata. So he says, Samkirtyamano Bhagavan Anantaha. Samkirtan of the Supreme Lord, who is unlimited. How can it be done? By hearing and singing. Shruta Anubhava. By hearing, we can experience him. Anubhava. Shrutanubhavo. Shrutanubhavo. Vyasanam hi pumsam. All the dirty things in our heart, they go away. Shrutanubhavo. Vyasanam hi pumsam. Pravishya chittam. Vidhunoti asesham. As soon as it enters the heart, it cleanses unlimited asesham. Ashesha sanklesha samam vidate gunanuvadat shravanam munari. It cleanses unlimited death and sins of our heart. Yatha tamo arko, it is said how the clouds are there. But when the wind blows, again the sun can be seen. So similarly, all the sins are removed. However, those who are not devotees, they will discuss other things. Therefore, Prabhupada says that the friendship should be cemented between like-minded. So in the next verse, Sud Goswami goes on to say, Mrishagirastahi Asatir Asatkatha Asatir Asatkatha Nakat Yatheyad Bhagavan Adhokshaja Bhagavan Adhokshaja. If you don't speak about Krishna, then it is Asatkatha. Mrishagirastahi asatir asatkatha na katyate yat bhagwan adhokshaja. Only bhagwan adhokshaja, one who is experienced through the senses, only his katha is satkatha. The rest is asatkatha. He goes on to say, taeva satyam. Taeva punyam. Taeva tadyuhaiva satyam. Tadyuhaiva satyam. Tadyuhaiva mangalam. Tadyuhaiva mangalam. Taeva punyam. Bhagavad gunodayam. Bhagavad gunodayam. You have satyam. This is the truth. This is mangalam, auspicious. And this is punyam, piety. This is the greatest piety one can have. Our Guru Maharaj had created an acronym. S, satyam, M, satyam's truth, and auspicious A, and piety P, tap. So he said that when the valve of this tap called mouth, when we open, if Krishna Katha comes out, then only it is truth, then only it is auspicious, and then only it is punya, piety. Otherwise, it is just asat katha, just flowing through. Better keep quiet. And if we do this, then taevaramyam, tadevaramyam, ruchiram navam navam, ruchiram navam navam, taevaramyam, tadevaramyam. Then this is very pleasurable. Discussing pastimes of Krishna. And this is how gopis are able to sustain their lives when Krishna is not there. Bodhyanta parasparam. They discuss, talk about Krishna. And they are able to sustain their lives. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibiridatam kalmashapaham. Because taevaramyam tadevaramyam. ruchiram navam navam. Every day, ruchiram navam navam. There is new and newer taste. Even though we read the same thing, it never gets stale. New and newer taste is there. Taeva ramyam ruchiram navam navam. Tadeva shashvan manaso mahatsavam. Because tadeva shashvan, Krishna's narrations are shashvan, it's transcendental. It's not part of this mortal world. And therefore, it is able to fulfill our unlimited desires. And it is perpetual festival of the mind, very nicely translated. Manaso mahatsavam. Everyone likes mahotsav, isn't it? Festival, everyone enjoys. Nice prasadam is there, nice singing is there, nice dancing is there. But however, if one is very intensive in his devotional service, even just by sitting in a corner of a room and chanting Hare Krishna and fully be absorbed in it, it will be a perpetual festival of the mind every day, every moment. One will not feel any need or deficiency of anything. And what to speak in association of devotees. Tadeva shashvan. Tadeva shashvan. Manaso mahotsavam. Manaso mahotsavam. Tadeva shoka. Navashoshanam ninam. Yaduttama shloka. Yashonugiyate. Reciting of these verses and absorbing in pastimes of Krishna, it will dry up the ocean of lamentation, shoka. Yad uttama shloka yasho nugiyate. And it is said that if we do it for a long time, it is not just a one-day event. Every day, in pastimes of Brahmanas' wives, it is mentioned that they were just preparing bhoga inside, and the Brahmanas were performing yajna, and Krishna had sent Gopabals to do some yajna, beg for some bhoga. So, when the boys approached Brahmana's wives, without any hesitation, they just left. Even though their husbands, brothers, fathers, sons stopped them. Now this is talking about 5,000 years ago, when the wives listened to their sons, husbands, brothers, but they defied them. So the question Prabhupada asks us, how was this possible? The answer is in the verse itself. Shukdev Goswami says, Dirgha Shruta Dhritashrayaha. That Dirgha, Dirgha means for a very long time. Every day, the wives of Brahmanas used to discuss the pastimes of Krishna. They used to get news that what Krishna's activities, what activities he had performed in Vrindavan. And they used to discuss it for a long time. Dirgha, Shruta. And Dhrita. Dhrita means with firm holding. Not like Dhritarashtra. He's holding into Rashtra. So this is how it is said our hearing should be. No matter what, it should be very Dhrita. That we make the time to read Prabhupada's books, to come to Bhagavatam class, listen to Bhagavatam. And our asha, our hope, if it's based on that, then it is said no matter how many obstacles are there, like Brahman Patnis had, those obstacles, without any consideration, a devotee will be able to cross. Because his listening is very fixed. Dirgha Shruta. So with your permission, I'll leave there. If there are any corrections, comments, any questions devotees have. We have a few moments. I think I've already gone over time. Apologies, Prabhu. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Srila Prabhupada Gaur Bhaktavinda ki. Jai.